Just walk on in the door to heaven's end. There's love and joy for you to share. The whole day through, I know my friends are there to rest in heaven's nest. You don't knock, ring, push or hold. The door's wide open, just waiting for you. So you don't knock, just walk on in. Well, I've walked life's winding road, trying to rid this load. Travel both night and day, so tired I can hardly breathe. Now he's my guiding light, and ever by my side. And he's got me knocking into heaven with pride. You don't knock, you just walk on in the door to heaven's end. There's love and joy for you to share. The whole day through, I know my friends are there to rest in heaven's nest. You don't knock, ring, push or hold. The door's wide open, just waiting for you. So you don't knock, just walk on in. Well, I have no need to fear, for he is ever near. You know that my work was true, so glad when the day is through. It's ordered for me to stay, then I'll make my way. Cause I'm walking, not knocking into heaven with pride. You don't knock, you just walk on in the door to heaven's end. There's love and joy for you to share. The whole day through, I know my friends are there to rest in heaven's nest. You don't knock, ring, push or hold. The door's wide open, just waiting for you. So you don't knock, you just walk on in.
Good afternoon. Welcome to worship this afternoon. My name is Mike Sager. I'm one of the pastors here at Desert Hills. Pastor Craig is on vacation for the next couple weeks, so we just pray for him and his family as they travel and spend some time together. So, but today is a joy to welcome you to worship. Whether this is your first time or this is part of your faith journey, welcome to worship, whether here in sanctuary or online. If you are a first-time visitor, we invite you to stop by our welcome desk so we have a chance to greet you, and we hope this service is a blessing to you. One of the things that we do every time we gather for worship is remind ourselves what we believe God is calling us to be about here at Desert Hills. So I invite you to join with me as we proclaim together our mission statement. Here at Desert Hills Lutheran Church, we celebrate grace. We make disciples who make a difference. May it be so in our lives every day. Some announcements for the weeks ahead. First of all, this Friday is Express Yourself. I'm going to be at Madeira Sunrise at 9 a.m. So we invite you to come by, have some coffee, some breakfast together, and just a time of fellowship. We invite you to wear your name tags if you can so that we can have an opportunity to call each other by name and get to know each other a little bit more. But again, it's just a great way to meet people from other services that go to Desert Hills and to be together as community. So that's this Friday at 9 a.m. Next weekend is Fair Trade Sale, so be prepared. Chocolate will be there and coffee and oils and teas. That will be in the Northwest Hallway for that. The Women's Ministry Luncheon will be Monday, September 11th at 11:30 a.m. It's from 11:30 to 1 p.m. Bring a salad to share with the rest of the group. There are no tickets needed for that event. So, women, if you'd like to come out for the luncheon, it's this Monday at 11:30. The men's breakfast will be on Thursday, September 21st at 8:30 a.m. They will have a presentation on the Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, the Boneyard. Tickets must be purchased by the 18th at the front desk, and the cost is $7. So, man, on the 21st, you will hear more about what's going on at the Boneyard. And then this weekend, as well as next weekend, you may see this up here and in the displays out in the narthex and the hallways. This weekend, our Global Mission Committee has started a campaign called education is life-saving. You should have received a lifesaver. So if you didn't, stop by, grab a lifesaver, and remind you that education really does make a difference to not only to the child, not only to the adult, but the whole community. And I have witnessed how education has made such a difference in so many parts of the world because it really helps them step up and be self-sufficient. So we know education is a lifesaver to many in the world. We are going through the ELCA World Hunger Program and its Good Gifts Catalog. And this is, again, an opportunity for us to make a difference to our neighbors across our borders. We can give our resources for school fees, uniforms, classroom supplies, and more. So again, this is we will give a monetary gift. We're not asking you to bring in school supplies. We're going to give the money, and then they can purchase them in the different locations across the world. You can respond to this call by giving either on our link, dhlc.org, or you can visit the Global Mission Table, it's in the Northwest Hallway, and donate there as well. So again, a great opportunity to make a difference in families, communities across the world. And these are usually connected to the Lutheran Church somehow across the world and how we're making a difference in the lives of so many. So that's for the next 2 weeks, weekends. Those are our announcements. If you missed some announcement and not quite could remember, you wanted something to take home with you, there is a sheet that looks like this. On this sheet tells you what's going on here at DHLC every day during the week. And on the other side is kind of a summary of my sermon, along with a dig deeper question for you to take home and look at. Great resource to take home for yourself, or if you know someone who may be interested in something that's going on here, grab one of these and say, here, yoga is happening on these days, or this event's happening here this week. So great opportunity to do that. You can also always go to our website or call the church office, and we're more than happy to let you know the different activities going on this week. Those are our announcements. We begin this time of worship with a time of prayer. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, we are so thankful for this opportunity to gather. In the midst of whatever's going on in the world, we have a place to gather, to hear your promises, to be reminded of your calling in our lives, to be reminded that we are your disciples in the world. Bless us as we gather, whether here in sanctuary or online, may we experience your presence and your peace. Let us know that we are welcomed by your grace and uplifted by your spirit so that we, through your power, make a difference in the lives of those we touch. Bless us this day as we lift our voices in praise and thanks for all that you have and continue to do in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our opening songs.
Down at the cross where my Savior died. Down where for cleansing from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where he took me in. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Thank you.
I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. My faith on heaven's stable land. A higher plane that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay. But doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where those abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Oh, lift me up and let me stand. My faith on heaven's stable land. A higher plane than I have found. Oh, plant my feet on higher ground. Catch a gleam of glory bright, for faith has caught the joyful sound, the song above on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, by faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
And I dwelt, no freedom from my sorrow I felt. But Jesus came and listened to me, and glory to God, He set me free. He set me free, yes, He set me free, and He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. For glory to God, He set me free. Mine has drifted away. My feet are planted on higher ground, and glory to God, I'm homeward bound. He set me free, yes, He set me free, and He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. For glory to God, He set me free. Sin and things that confound, not all the world can turn me around. Daily I'm working, I'm praying to, and glory to God, I'm going through. He set me free, yes, He set me free, and He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. For glory to set me free.
We continue our worship this morning with our opening litany, spoken responsively. Brothers and sisters, come back from the far country, from the exile of self-content, or the fields of dutiful labor. God longs to welcome us and loves us. God weighs neither the sad detours of our journey nor our cheerless attempts to earn favor. He who have been lost are found in the embrace of God's arms. Let us worship God who greets our return with His lavish love. Amen. We continue with song.
Story of unseen things. things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story because I know 'tis true. It satisfies my longings as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story. 'Tis pleasant to repeat what seems each time I tell it more wonderfully sweet. I love to tell the story, for some have never heard the message of salvation from God's own holy word. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell story of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story for those who know it best, seen hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest. And when in scenes of glory I sing song, 'twill be the old, old story that I have loved so long. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love.
Today's first scripture reading is from Acts chapter 1. On one occasion, while Jesus was eating with them, He gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard from me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized by the Holy Spirit." Then they gathered around Him and asked Him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel?" The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of Thy love. Take my feet
Gospel of Matthew. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Now we continue from Matthew chapter 28. Jesus said, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
Beloved people of God, here in sanctuary and online, may God's grace and peace fill you this day as we hear God's call for us to be disciples following Jesus into the world. Amen. For 3 weeks, we've been looking at traveling around the parking lot. If you were here last week, you would have discovered the only legal way to come into our parking lot is through grace, by celebrating grace. And we talked about last week what grace is. Grace is that God finds us when we're lost. God brings life when we are dead. That is God's choice to love us, to claim us, to find us. And we celebrate that reality. The next step in our journey, as you continue around the parking lot, you will discover the call to make disciples. We are called to make disciples. Disciples. When I was young, I wanted to be a comedian. Hard to believe, I know. But what I would do would be, I would watch different comedians. I watched Johnny Carson. I watched Tim Conway, Red Skouten, Flip Wilson. And I would imitate them. I would imitate them for my classmates, for my family. Anytime I saw an opportunity, I would kick into my mode and say some line or do some characteristic that would signify that comedian. And I got fairly good at imitating, especially Flip Wilson and Johnny Carson. People would recognize what I was doing simply by what I said or how I moved. And how I did that was I watched. And I would imitate and I would practice how they acted, what they said, and how they said it. Today we're called to make disciples. That's part of Jesus' call in the Gospel of Matthew. That's how Jesus ends his ministry according to the Gospel of Matthew. Go, make disciples. But what is a disciple? What does it mean to be a disciple of Jesus? Is it simply to imitate Jesus? Now the problem is, I could imitate different characters, but I really didn't know them. I couldn't answer a question if someone asked me, how would Flip Wilson respond to this question? I would have no idea. All I knew how to do was certain behaviors that I watched on TV. I really didn't know them. I only knew a part of them. But Jesus, in calling us as his disciples, is calling us to know Jesus so much that we are like Jesus to one another and to the world. To be a disciple, according to Scripture, is to have your life so embedded in who God is, people could see God through you. So how do we do that? How do we become a disciple? Well, Jesus kind of gives us the blueprint of how to be a disciple of his. The first thing Jesus says is, follow. Follow me. To be a disciple was a choice to follow the rabbi, the teacher, the one you are going to imitate so that your behavior could be like theirs. In Jesus' day, if a student of a rabbi would give an answer, the community could tell you which rabbi they followed because they sounded just like their rabbi. If you look in families, you can tell family dynamics by how people walk, can't you? Watch children walk, and they walk like one of their parents. They talk like one of their parents. Kristen has told me, my wife, that since my dad passed away several years ago, I talk more and more like my dad. She says that your dad would have said that. I've kind of taken on his role of making certain comments, certain jokes that was prone to who he was. And I know how he would respond. I could imitate him because I knew him well. Who are some of the people you know well that you could imitate? More than just the way they act, but you could even answer on their behalf. Jesus is calling us to follow in such a way that we can begin to act and respond as Jesus does. And that takes a willingness to follow, to be close enough that that person rubs off on you. Scientists tell us that if you've been with someone long enough, you begin to look like them. Kind of scary, isn't it? And the part of it is, it isn't that you really look like them. What happens is you begin to have gestures like them. You begin to look like them because you begin to act like them. Because you take on that other person. You take on their characteristics because you are so close to each other. That's why if you're around someone that causes you to laugh, you tend to laugh more. Because you take on their characteristic, their energy, their personality, and it allows you to be changed by them. Jesus wants us to be so close to Jesus that we begin to receive his presence in such a way that we act and respond like his, like him. That's the first step in discipleship. First, you have to follow. You can't be a disciple and not follow. It takes a willingness to be connected, to journey with, to walk beside, to be close to. So the first thing that Jesus wants us to do is to have us follow him, to give our hearts to him, to give our lives to him. But it doesn't end there. Jesus doesn't just want your heart. Jesus now wants to transform your minds. We say when we confess our sin, we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We admit that we need something, someone outside of us to help us change. And what Jesus promises is to give us that spirit to allow us to change, to be transformed, to have our minds renewed. See, it's not something we can do. It's something the Spirit does within us. And Jesus promises us if we follow him, if we become his disciples, he will renew us to the gift of the Holy Spirit. It's not if. It will happen. It will happen because if you're that close to Jesus, Jesus will rub off on you. You will begin to be changed. God will move you and shape you in ways that you cannot imagine. But it'll be ways that reflect who God is and what you're called to be. This weekend and next weekend, we're celebrating giving school resources to children and communities across the world. But what's amazing about these schools that we support, these schools don't just teach ABCs or mathematics. They teach the children what it means to be a disciple of Jesus. That when those kids go to school, they're going there to hear not only how to live life, but to hear the source of who life is. That when you support this cause, you're allowing those children to become disciples. They are told and reminded of God's love for them. And think about these children who oftentimes come from communities where there's not enough food to eat, where their parents are struggling to send them to school, and what it means for them to receive help from people they don't know to go to school and there at school not only be educated, but to hear God loves them. What a powerful witness that is. That people across the world care that they too have an opportunity to be a disciple of Jesus. I'll tell you more about it next week when I tell you about some of those stories I heard when I traveled to different schools that we support across the world. To be a disciple is to have our minds changed. So it begins with our heart, it goes to our minds, but then Jesus says, go and make. It takes your hands, doesn't it? We just sang, take my life, take my hands, take my feet, take my everything. That Jesus wants us to be his hands in the world. Go, make. Go, witness. Go be my disciples. That we make disciples by using our hands, our minds, our bodies to witness and to act like Jesus in the world. So that others will come to you and say, why do you act that way? See, the gospel is the gospel of attraction. If you listen to the stories of Jesus, people wanted to know more about him because they saw in Jesus an authority, a witness, a power they did not see anywhere else. Over and over again, they said, he doesn't teach like everyone else. He doesn't act like everyone else. We want to know more about him. To make a disciple is to make a witness that people will say, I want to know what you know. I want to have what you have. I want a life that you seem to live. That's how we make disciples, with our hands, with our voices, as God calls us to live that out in the world. It takes our hearts, our minds, our hands. That's what a disciple is. That's what we're called to be, wherever we are on the journey. Now, one of the dangers of discipleship is to look at someone else and say, well, you're not quite there yet. Right? Because let's be honest, whenever we're thinking about things, we like to compare ourselves. Where do I fit in the pack? Jesus says, don't worry about the pack, worry about your own life. You worry about your discipleship. You worry about what I'm doing here. You don't know what I'm doing in their life. I got them. You worry about your life. You worry about how you're following. You're worried about how your mind is being transformed, how you're allowing yourself to be open to God's work, how God is using your hands to make a difference, to make a disciple. That's the call. That's the invitation. And we're all in different places. This is not a competition. This is a journey. And we're all in a different place. But brothers and sisters in Christ, the life Jesus has for you is found in discipleship. It's found when you can follow Jesus and discover in this life of Jesus, life itself. It's found when your heart and mind are transformed and you begin to see life differently. You begin to leave behind those things that cause you trouble and begin to experience peace and joy because you know you have enough. And you begin to see your life as a way, a purpose and meaning. That's life. That's joy. That's discipleship. So wherever you are this day, whether you're getting your toe in the water or you're up to your neck, know that Jesus is there and is inviting you to go forward. Know it's a never-ending process. It's not a race. It's not a competition. It's an invitation. And no matter where you are, God will keep moving you forward. No matter where you are, you will discover blessings beyond your imagination. No matter where you are, God is there loving you and cheering you on. Make a disciple. Be a disciple. So if you'd like to go a little deeper today, here's what I invite you to think about. What has been a great joy or challenge in your journey of discipleship? What's been a great joy or a challenge in your own discipleship? And give thanks to God either way, because both joys and challenges make you stronger. Both joys and challenges are ways for God to transform you and renew you. And sisters and brothers in Christ, don't worry, because the invitation remains and God continues to call to be his disciples and go. And together, let's have our hearts renewed, our minds transformed, and our hands used for the glory of God. Amen.
Let me live, blessed Lord, in the light of thy word. Let my life be a light on a hill, spreading love, peace, and joy, and the light of your grace. Help me spread the good word while I live. Let my life be a light shining out through the night. May I help struggling ones to the fold, spreading cheer everywhere to the sad and the lone. Let my life be a light to some soul. Give me wisdom and power every day, every hour. Let me drink from the fountain above. Guide my footsteps aright through the dark, stormy night. Give me peace, give me joy, give me love. Let my life be a light shining out through the night. May I help struggling ones to the fold, spreading cheer everywhere to the sad and the lone. Let my life be a light to some soul. Give me souls for my hire, let my life be on fire, shining out to the world as a guide. Help me rescue someone sinking now with no hope, that in heaven we shall ever abide. Let my life be a light shining out through the night. May I help struggling ones to the fold, spreading cheer everywhere to the sad. Let my life be a light to some soul.
Now, together with one voice and grateful hearts, we affirm our faith. We believe in God the Father, who creates and sustains all life, no matter how small or overlooked, who makes the beauty of a sunrise and watches over the crashing of mighty waves. We believe in God the Son, who is Christ Jesus, full of grace and truth, who turns the other cheek, heals with his every touch, welcomes the lost son, and invites the oldest son to join in the celebration of forgiveness and new life. He spared no cost for our redemption, forgave even his brutal crucifiers, and had time for a dying thief at his side. On the third day, so remarkable, it amazed his friends and filled them with joy. We believe in God, the Holy Spirit, the source of abundance, who is present in our life no matter where we go and no matter what we do. Amen. We will now enjoy some special music as we receive our offerings.
Put my feet upon the floor. I thank Him for the day that He gave me one more. I give Him all the praise, the one that I adore. That's Jesus. Oh, that's Jesus. Lost and alone, my heart in need of help. I found eternal life and lost my fear of death. Because I know the author of my every breath, that's Jesus. Oh,
Psalm 119, the beauty of God's word is revealed. Teach me, Lord, the way of your decrees, that I may follow it to the end. Give me understanding, so that I may keep your law and obey it with all my heart. Direct me in the path of your commands, for there I find delight. Turn my head toward your statutes and not toward selfish gain. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. Let us pray. Almighty God, we come this day to give you our thanks, our prayers, our gifts of time, and the ability to proclaim your good news to a world that is in need of your word of hope. Lord, in your mercy, we remember those who have recently died, including Pat Jacob. Oh God, receive them into the arms of your mercy and everlasting peace. And may the truth and promise of God's resurrection bring comfort and hope to their family and friends who grieve. Lord, in your mercy. Leaving our prayer list this week with thanksgiving for healing is the Hokanson family. We take time now to silently pray for those who remain on our prayer list, as well as for others in our hearts and for situations in our lives. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, we are recipients of your great love, and the good news of your gospel is our salvation. Enlighten the eyes of our heart that we may see the hope to which you have called us, the hope of eternal life. May our hearts burn with the words of the Great Commission, so that we make disciples of all nations. Lord, in your mercy. Seeking God, open the doors in all areas of our lives. May you pave the way for the conversations we will have. Make us aware of opportunities to bear witness to the greatness, the glory, and the goodness of our Savior. Give us a boldness to walk through these doors and proclaim the hope of redemption and the promise of unconditional love we have in Christ. Lord, in your mercy. God of all knowledge, we pray for those communities that struggle with the challenges of educating their children and the financial burden often placed upon them. Bless those schools that provide educational opportunities to the most vulnerable, that through their learning, they are better able to care for themselves and their families. Use those resources that we have provided to equip and support those students in greatest need. Lord, in your mercy. Holy God, we pray for peace in our world. So much of this world is full of chaos and hate, and we know that is not of you. We pray that the people of this world would not be destructive, but compassionate. Years have passed, but the events of September 11th will not be forgotten. As the anniversary comes about, let us take on the posture of peace towards one another. Pray for our neighbors, our nation, and our world as we remember those who lost their lives. And let us ever be mindful to pray for peace and to boldly invite your Holy Spirit to be among us. Lord, in your mercy. Compassionate God, in Christ you enter our condition. You experience our sorrow, our joy, and by your Holy Spirit you carry us along. In crisis and celebration, in despair and accomplishment, we are never alone because you are always by our side. We pray now for those who need your care because of illness or injury, in pain physically or emotionally. Please heal them, compassionate God. Restore health to their body, mind, soul, and spirit. Lord, in your mercy. Now let us continue in prayer with a prayer that Jesus had taught us. Join me, please. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Once again, we hope this service was a blessing to you, and this was your first time with us in worship, we invite you to stop by so we have a chance to greet you. And again, we hope you felt welcome and blessed by the Spirit this day. Hear now the blessing of God. May we go in grace and peace to be the hands and feet of Jesus to touch a broken world. May we go in grace and peace to love the world on behalf of Jesus, to represent him to a broken world. May we go in grace and peace to discover the joy of joining the work of Jesus, finding him among the broken of the world. We do this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you to please stand for Abel for our ascending song.
Jesus, I can safely go anywhere he leads me in this world below. Anywhere without him, dearest joys would fade. Anywhere with Jesus, I am not afraid. Anywhere, anywhere, any little fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus, I can safely go. I am not alone. Other friends may fail me, I am still his own. Though his hand may lead me over dreary ways, anywhere with Jesus is a house of praise. Anywhere, anywhere, any little fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Telling souls in darkness of salvation free. Ready as he summons me to go or stay. Anywhere with Jesus when he points the way. Anywhere, anywhere, any little fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere with Jesus I can.
Go make a difference in someone's life today. Thanks be to God.
Or anywhere, anywhere, any little fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Jesus, I